Welcome to the Bootlegger Shack. We're going to be listening to some blues and rock recordings. Starting this hour of music out with Jimi Hendrix from 1970 at Stora Scenen in Stockholm, Sweden, playing Purple Haze. I'm the Moonshiner, and you're in the Bootlegger Shack on QuackHouseRadio.net, Channel 1.
Songs, I never thought that I would ever write a song that was a commercial for adult diapers. That ran for 2 years for adult diapers. I went in a corner. I put, like an old dog, I just put my paws up on my head and I can't believe this. But the guys reminded me, they said, well, you did cash a check, didn't you? I said, we have now done Mickey Gallagher's favorite Booker T song, and now we're going to do my favorite Booker T song. I'm good at writing intros, I think. I wouldn't think I was any good at it, but I've had several, so y'all might remember this. I'm just going to play the intro, guys, and then stop, okay? So I played this in the studio one day.
That was The Animals and Steve Cropper from 2014 at The Globe in Cardiff, Wales, playing a cover of a Booker T. Jones song, Green Onions. Now we're going to listen to Johnny Winter from 1971 at Concertsal in Stockholm, Sweden, playing a cover of a Rolling Stones tune, Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Thank you. you really want your life looking like this? Cleaning up after others, flipping burgers for a living, unclogging toilets, living in this black and white world?
Well, luckily, there's a way you can change all that.
With the Bright University, you'll learn the necessary skills and knowledge to be the best, most educated, overqualified, mess cleaning, burger flipping, toilet unclogging scholar with a degree. And you'll be in color.
At Bright University, we want you.
We want you.
We want you.
We want you.
To pay us.
You will not regret it.
If only I could go back.
Hands down, the best decision my parents ever forced me to make.
Everyone knows that the reason you go to college is for money.
College means a degree.
A degree means a job.
And a job means money.
And with Bright, we can guarantee that we might get you to the degree part if you put in the work. Because really, you're doing all the work, not us.
I've never been so stressed out in my life.
I never thought I'd ever wish to be back in high school again.
Yeah, maybe books are about $1,000 a year.
Dorming and meal plans, add another eight.
Tuition, $45.
But the experiences, quality education, and friends you're going to be making along the way, priceless.
I finally got my degree in communication,
and I only owe like $100,000.
With financial aid, scholarships, and the two part-time jobs I had while attending Bry, I can pay back my loans in 20 years instead of 30.
Might as well call me Johnny, because I'm definitely in debt.
Chances are, you will need a loan to be able to afford Bry.
But don't worry.
You don't have to pay it back until right after you graduate, and that's a lot of time.
Because if you thought you were going to graduate in a couple years, you're completely forgetting about the prereqs.
At Bry, not only can you choose to learn things that have nothing to do with your major, but you have to learn things that have nothing to do with your major.
If you want to be a dentist, Bry University offers Dentistry 101 right after you complete English 1 and 2, Calculus 205, 2 years of foreign language, the history of rock and roll, and women's studies.
Because as a dentist, you never know when you're going to get a foreign rock and roll star asking you to calculate an equation while you're cleaning his teeth. Or her teeth.
Bry University may be a little pricey.
Stressful.
Time-consuming.
But let's be real, you're not going to be successful without it. Where else are you going to learn the necessary skills and knowledge for a job other than a professor?
Or books.
Or a hands-on internship.
Or the job itself.
Or Google.
Or even YouTube for a how-to video on it.
Exactly. Nowhere.
So what are you waiting for? Pay your application fee so you can apply today.
Before you know it, you could be just like me.
Like me.
Like me.
Like me.
Like me.
Like me.
Paying tuition at Bry. If we accept you, that is.
So choose Bry University, because really, in our society...
Bry University, because everyone else is doing it.
Party people!
If you think you're a badass at Guitar Hero, if you've rocked the house on Rock Band, you're going to love the newest release from the minds of the creators of Guitar Hero and Rock Band. It's a game that will have you jamming all night long.
You kids, hold it down in there. I'm too old to be hearing that all night long.
Coming soon, it's Accordion Hero.
Accordion Hero.
Hey, let me try.
Dude, I think you messed up.
Who can tell the difference?
That's right. Who the hell can tell the difference?
Accordion Hero.
Accordion Hero. Coming soon to a game system near you.
love my baby. You don't love me no more.
That was T-Model Ford, I Love My Babe. That was performed live on David Suzman's Juke Joint Caravan Show on WFMU in 2004. Here's Muddy Waters from 1976 at the Blues and Jazz Festival in Paris, France. Rollin' and Tumblin'.
Well, I roll down Tama by the whole night long. Well, so I woke up this morning, didn't know right from wrong. Yeah, I'm gone away. Well, I'm gone away, baby, and I won't be back to fall. Yet if I don't find my baby, I won't be back at all. When all the engine on the wheels are five months old to bear. I hate to bid my baby, fly your way. Well, you know you
way to see you. You gotta read just what you show. That old saying.
Buchanan from 1974 at Toronto Blues Festival in Toronto, Canada. Further on up the road. Now we're going to listen to Joe Walsh from 1976 performing live on Don Kirshner's rock concert television program playing Gimme Some Lovin'.
Baby, I don't know what you got. Rocky. We'll be right back.
Well, that wasn't a very good recording, but that was Spirit from 1970 at Hornsey Hall in London, playing Uncle Jack. Now we're going to hear Free from 1970, playing All Right Now. This is Paul Rodgers' band before Bad Company.
I said, hey, what is this? Now, baby, maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we can see things the same. Now, don't you wait, don't hesitate. Let's go before they raise the market rate. Love, Lord above. Now you're trying to trick me in love.
That was HSAS from 1984 at the Civic Auditorium in San Jose, California, playing My Hometown. Now we're going to listen to the Beatles, Blackbird.
Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to rise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird fly, blackbird fly, into the light of a dark black night. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird fly, blackbird fly, into the light of a dark black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
What do you think? What do you think?
Good. No, no, it's the one we got.
No, right, right, right. So, yeah. I think it's only a question of getting it, you know. Don't see why not. Yeah.
Just listen to Leon Russell from 2013 at the Capitol Center of the Arts, Capitol Center for the Arts in Concord, New Hampshire, singing Prince of Peace. You've been listening to the Bootlegger Jack, and we're going to play this set out with a track from AC/DC from 1977 at the Agora Ballroom in Cleveland, Ohio, High Voltage. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening.